The Lord be with you.
And also
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
A while ago, I got back from our seminary pilgrimage to the Holy Land, and for 3.5 weeks, we were in Israel.
Visited Jerusalem.
And we had the chance to go to the Sea of Galilee, and one afternoon, we were on the Sea of Galilee on the seashore, and it was the place where our Lord met the disciples after his resurrection. And in John's Gospel, if you remember, after Jesus is risen and ascended, after Pentecost, it seems like the disciples just went back to their old lives. They went back to fishing. And when they caught this miraculous catch of fish, they looked on the shore and they realized it was Jesus. And so Jesus fed them when they came in. He spoke to them and he fed them. The risen Lord, when he appeared to his disciples, it was usually in the context of a meal, to get us ready for how Jesus comes to us. Because when Jesus comes to us in the most profound way, if we're open to him, it's in the Holy Eucharist. If you go to the Holy Land, you may go there thinking, oh, I kind of hope it looks like the way it did at Jesus' time. Not a chance. The church, every place, built a church on the site where Jesus performed his miracles, where he was born, where he was conceived, where he died and rose. Why? Because it's in the Eucharist that Jesus speaks to us and that he feeds us. The message that Jesus spoke to Peter, Simon Peter, on the shore of the Sea of Galilee is really the same thing he asks us every time we come to Mass. Do you love me? Why? Because Jesus reveals to us the love and the relationship that God the Father has with us. And the only thing that God wants from us is our love. In the end, that's the only thing that counts. We can come and tell him all the reasons why we didn't get to things. But because he loves us, he asks us, do you love me? And when the answer is, not as much as I should, then usually God can start doing something. God doesn't call us as perfect people. He calls us because he loves us. And when we start believing that, if we will believe that today, how our lives change. Now, in the Holy Land, we were there. People are pretty religious. If you ever get the chance to go to Jerusalem on a Friday, there are thousands of people who go to the Temple Mount to pray what they call the prayers there. And there's a huge mosque built over the portico of Solomon, where Jesus used to teach, and thousands of people will go there and pray. Then on Saturday, the next day, it's a great day to drive in Jerusalem, because the Orthodox Jews don't drive, they're all going to temple and synagogue together. And they thank the Lord for their blessings. And then on Sunday, when everybody else is going to work and to school, the 2% of the people who are Christians, they go to church. God draws all of us together. And by justice, we come to church. That's why many of us are here. God has blessed us. We come to church. We can give him an hour. It's the matter of simple justice. But God wants to give us so much more than a just relationship with him. If you go to the Holy Land, you'll often see, and if you go to Dearborn for that matter, you'll often see people carrying beads like this. All right? Christians and Muslims both pray the same kind of beads. Christians will have a cross at the end to show they're Christians. But there are 99 beads, three sets of 33. for every year of our Lord's life. And the Christians will call upon the name of Jesus over and over again, because that's the only name we need. Muslims have beautiful names for Jesus, and there are 99 names for God, and all of these names we could pray. God, the most merciful, the all-powerful, etc. But the one thing that they don't have, the names they don't have, is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. The only way we know about the Holy Trinity is because Jesus talks about it. And it's, we say there are three persons in the Holy Trinity, three divine persons, not three human persons. Jesus talks about the Spirit who will be sent. He talks about the Father with whom he is one. And in that, the Holy Trinity wants to draw us into their lives. How? By making us his beloved sons and daughters. In many religions, God loves his people. But it's Jesus who reveals to us that in him, God has made us his beloved sons and daughters. And that's another reason why we come to church. Because the world is telling us something else. But over and over again, Jesus tells us the Father's word that he has made us his beloved sons and daughters. He has also made us temples of the Holy Spirit. Because remember when Jesus died, he gave up his spirit. And at that hour, the veil in the temple was split in two. Now the veil was a huge piece of cloth. And behind that piece of cloth was the presence of God. When Jesus breathed out his spirit, the presence of God left the temple. And then at Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came down upon the disciples and made us the new temple. You are a temple of the Holy Spirit. We are a temple of the Holy Spirit together. And when we put our faith in Jesus' word, we begin to live the life now that we're going to live in heaven. Have you been living like God has made you a holy temple, a temple of the Holy Spirit this week? A lot of times, we just feel like shacks. That's what the world often tells us. But God has made us temples of the Holy Spirit, which is why we come to church, to get the Spirit of God renewed in us, because we receive Jesus, and the temple gets filled again. If we cover that presence with faith, he comes in whether we cover it or not. But if we believe and we receive and we cover the Lord's presence with faith, that presence will grow in us 100-fold. No matter what the world told you this week, God tells you today, you are a temple of the Holy Spirit. You are a child of God. And also Jesus comes to give us his very self. Not just breakfast on a beach, to give us his body and blood. As you come to receive Holy Communion today, put your faith again in Jesus' love. Believe in his love for you, and that's what allows our love for him to grow.